Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. They got me circling
on the block. It's the streets talking, sports talk show. With a twist of hip-hop, from a street perspective, it's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, Mel Bookie. We got T-Roll, Style the Guy, ICE, OG the Buck. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, we in the building, man. We can still see Wednesday.
Like
yo, what it do? What's up with the streets? We in the building, motherfucker. Wild Out Wednesday, the last man of mother home. Let's go. Your boy about to celebrate. What it do, Dream Team? What's up with the fans? What it do? Oh, man. Hey, man. Shout out to ICE. Today is ICE's birthday. We'll see if we can get ICE on the line. But shout out and happy birthday to a Dream Team member. You know what I mean? ICE, man. Happy birthday to ICE. But we got a big show tonight. Man, it's so big. We missed last week, but we're back. We're talking a little NCAA football. We had a couple games on Saturday, hey, really won, and we're going to talk about that. Some couple big games coming up this Saturday, and we'll discuss that. Some NFL, some NBA. Oh, it's frenzy. Shout out to Serena Williams, man. Want to give her a shout out. But first, wasn't that many games on, but we had a Big Ten game that was played over in Ireland, Northwestern and Nebraska. And Nebraska, they were up in the third quarter, 28-17. They eventually lost 31-28. Scott Frost, he's in his fifth season, 16-30. Overall, 10-26 in the Big Ten. I'm going to ask you, Ro, will he be let go at the end of the season, or will he get let go during the season? Because it looks like they're in dire straits. Street!
You know, it's good old Nebraska. When you are a well-known coin husker and they go out to get you and pay you all that money so you can bring them national championship days back, you know, when you kick an offside kick, when you're winning, and then you end up losing the game, that's going to cost you your damn job. Coach Frost, what the hell are you thinking, man? You knew you weren't supposed to kick an onside kick. Yeah, it's going to onside kick you in the ass. Like Big Brother Boo said, you might not make it to the end of the season. You might just have to get terminated during the season. That doesn't sound good because, I mean, man, you did big things when you were at Nebraska. You won a championship when you were at Nebraska. But you as a coach over here, what you're displaying is just, it's not good. And I don't know what it is. I don't want to say you don't have the players because you got the players. I don't want to say that it's about the coaches because you got the coaches. But you the head coach. And you the one that's making these dumbass calls, which is costing your team to lose. And Boo Meeks, you want to know what's so crazy about the games that Nebraska been losing? All their games they've been losing been by single digits. They haven't lost a game by 10 points yet since he's been a coach. Now, that just doesn't make sense to me at all. Street. When can you get it right? All the games you losing are by 6-3-1. Come on, man. You got to get it together, Coach Frost. Listen, you know me. I'm a Longhorn till I die. That's Texas Longhorn for all you cocksuckers that don't know. But I just got to let this be known. I ain't never liked the Oklahoma Sooners. I ain't never liked the Nebraska Cornhuskers. But there are a few players that come into mind that play a big part of the reason why I put y'all in the street. So, Coach Frost, get it right. Get it together. Your ass going to be on a – where was he at? He wasn't at a 1AA. He was at a good school. But, yeah, you going to be down there in Central Florida. Yeah, you're going to be in one of them, mid-majors, doing your thing, looking like a superstar again. So get your mind right, man. Quit messing around, and let's make it happen, dog. Come on now, Coach Frost. You know what you need to do. And that's straight from the street. Boo Meeks, what's wrong with you, boy? What's wrong with Coach Frost? Is he in trouble? They're about to start leaking.
I want to say, it's not Coach Frost's fault. You want to know why? Because Coach Frost took on a situation where I think Nebraska should have stayed in the Big 12. I think that's more their speed. I think coming to Big 10, you're losing a couple recruits. I think that it's kind of hard to compete. And I think with them being on the other side of the Big Ten, I thought they were going to be competitive and make it to the Big Ten championships, maybe lose, of course. But, I mean, it's Iowa, Wisconsin, you know, Northwestern. It's those type of teams on that side of the division or the conference that I thought could be winnable games for Nebraska and competing for a Big Ten championship, but it hasn't panned out on a university standpoint. I think they should have stayed in the Big 12. They're 10 and 26 in the conference. And that was when, you know, Bo Sellett was the coach, and he probably had some of those older, you know, those black shirt players. But now I just don't think kids want to wear Adidas at Nebraska.
Jeez.
Now, we have two big games coming up.
Yeah, we ain't got time.
Ohio State at the Shoe against Notre Dame. Now, Notre Dame is ranked in the top 10. But I'm looking at Vegas. I'm looking at it, and they have seven. They're giving Notre Dame 17. They're giving them 17. Is that for the Notre Dame, or you think that Ohio State can cover that? Because I might want to go to my local bookie. Let me know, man. Let me know. And they also have Georgia. I don't know if that's just the number. They have Georgia ranked, giving Oregon 17 in the other big game. So I'm just asking you, will these two teams cover Oregon and Notre Dame, or is it disrespectful? Or are those two teams, Georgia and Ohio State, that good first game of the season?
No, big brother. It's going to be more exciting this weekend than college football has been in a while. I did not know that your boy Freeman used to play football in the Shoe. I didn't know he was the big dog at the Shoe before he started coaching, went to the NFL and then retired, and then decided to just start doing his thing as a coach. So do you think with a young fella like that coming in and played at the Shoe, going to have his team not ready to play at the Shoe at the Ohio State University? Are you kidding me? We are talking about the team that wear gold helmets. I know we are talking about the team that wear gold helmets. Notre Dame ain't soft. They just got a black head coach. So I want you to understand this. Ohio State might win, but it won't be by 17. And I'm going to say this for all my Ohio State Buckeyes. Don't be mad at me. I'm just going to be the first one to put it out there. You might start the season 0-1 with the Heisman Trophy hopeful in old C.J. Stroud, you know what I'm saying? So don't be mad at me. I'm just putting it out there first. You got a tough one coming up week one. So I hope you're ready, because I know Coach Freeman is, and he's going to have them boys from Notre Dame looking real crazy, looking real cool, ready to play in the Horseshoe. So don't be mad at me, man. I'm just putting it out there. Boo me. Come on, man. Now, Georgia, Oregon, I'm just going to flip a coin. I mean, Georgia, come on, man. They returning, and they got a lot of returners. How they got, I don't understand, but they may be the only ones that can cover. That's all I'm going to say. But other than that, yeah, man, Street, let's go Notre Dame. What you think, Big Brother Boo? Notre Dame coming there to flip a flop. Ohio State about to show up why they got the Heisman Trophy hopeful over there.
See, you wilding out, and I'm going to ask you what is in your cup tonight, because
I got a whole bunch of good
listen
stuff.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Ohio State has something to prove because of the disappointment of being selected by Michigan last year. Their defense has something to prove. Since last year, we know what the offense is going to do. But T. Rizzi, can you name me one guy off? Is he on your All-American list? And I know you do a lot of research from Notre Dame on a skill position that's on your radar to be a top fourth-round pick. I'll wait. I don't think so. So I think that Ohio State will cover that, and they will be upset because Ohio State will make it be ugly probably by the end of the second quarter.
It sounds like you're stumbling over your words, man. Come on now. You know that. Come on now. No. Talk to me. What's about to happen again? Second quarter or second half? Because I need to get this right on my
second
half.
Put it on your piece of paper. And those of you who don't want to, I'm going to give a plug. Those of you who missed it, go back to blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, DA, the streets is talking. Now listen. Write it down. Write it down. It will get ugly early because of the explosive offense of Ohio State. You hear me, it's going to be rocking and rolling. I'm not disrespecting Marcus Freeman. No, I am not. But it's his first game of his coaching career as a head coach. He coached a bowl, but we just saying when you're being removed from the interim. And now you're the guy. I'm not saying you're going to have a success. You're not going to have a successful season. But I'm just telling you, week one, Ohio State will cover. Now, Georgia, I don't know if they're going to cover. They have a lot of guys coming back on offense, but on defense, I mean, we don't know if these second, third tier guys are those guys. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. So, I'm putting a lot on the Heisman Trophy candidate, C.J. Stroud, and I think he's going to do a lot. I just don't think Notre Dame, I don't think that they are explosive like that. I really don't. When we come back, we're going to talk some NFL, man. We're going to talk some NFL. We don't know we're going to be on next week. We might come on Thursday. Yeah, we'll come on Thursday, not Wednesday next week. Preview of the big games, Rams and Bills. We'll come on Thursday. But we'll try. We'll let you know. Keep your head to the street. When we come back, we're going to talk to the NFL. And what did I agree on about KG, gentlemen? Hit the street. You better tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a whole lot of girlfriends. I see rock. Almighty, I see you.
I'm my corner. Niggas, you a goner. St. Clair niggas don't like that. And selling them dummies, making that money. Come back, nigga, get that pap. From the first to the 15th, nigga, smoke plenty weed, but I gotta take, gotta come up. Put my rocks in the club. When I get high, nigga, blaze that blood. Huh, time to roll to the bag. Cut on my poppin' and add it to the stash. Gotta watch my back, see, for niggas that's trying to rob me. But never know something, no losses, don't be keeping these niggas up off me. See, could've sold a whole block, spend a couple of bills, thugs, smoke a lot of weed on the
wake
first.
Up, wake up, wake up, it's wake up, wake up.
Waking up, feeling buzz up early in the morning. Chugging, I'm yawning, lightweight bitch. Chugging like I take a fifth to the dawn. And then I got kicked with my chug, but it's in the place. So I'm getting me hustled long. Hop on the phone, calling up Craig the phone. When I know did your OG check come? I'ma hop on the bus with
Big.
And I'm coming with blood at the blood of the skunk. Nigga, T just put me down. Oh, God,
ooh,
I was up when I first come around. Now I'ma take it to black and mild. And across town, nigga, the phone get celebrated. Listen to the block, cause I wanna get faded. Listen, I'm wild, cause I'm nigga, man, hair braided. We heavy up into the game.
Say this might be the sweet question of the day. Proven starters, do you let them get any type of snap in preseason? Yes or no? Does it depend on the starter? Does it depend on he's your franchise rookie quarterback and he needs reps and you risk him getting hurt? Do you do that? Just a question out there going into the regular season. You might want to comment on it or just think about it. What do you think? Do you think that solidified guys should take a snap in preseason? Patrick Mahomes did. Josh Allen did. A couple other guys. And some got hurt. So just want to throw that out there. You wanted a street question of the night if you want to, you know, ask that. Just wondering. But I just want to ask you, Ro, it's some big games, Raiders, Chargers, Bills, Rams, going into the season. Just want to know, like, what's your big games, man? But before we get into that, I just want to ask you, was it smart for Jimmy G to take that pay cut to stay with the 49ers?
Indeed. Because the 49ers got all the pieces to the puzzle. Even though Jimmy G has been in this position before, man. Come on now. He has the GOAT in front of him. So being able to compete against somebody who teaches you how to be a true professional will have you or give you that mindset that money isn't everything. Sometimes making the best decision, like we say in dominoes, all money ain't good money. You know what I mean? So for Jimmy G to take a pay cut and stay with the 49ers, the 49ers went to the NFC Championship game, ladies and gentlemen, for those who forgot. They beat Dak Prescott, they beat Aaron Rodgers, and they just so happened to lose to your boy Matthew Stafford because Matthew Stafford just so happened to have a better offense and defense in the fourth quarter. Let's not forget that. The 49ers almost made it to the Super Bowl last year, okay? So just because he lost his star position – doesn't mean that everything is all said and done. He got injured. The young fella done won the starting position, and now he just got to work for it. Come on, man. Y'all know what this is all about. This just ain't in sports. This is what you got to do in life. You got to work hard to go get what you want. That's all Jimmy G has decided to do. Don't worry about it, young fella. I got your back. If you go down, if anything starts getting a rain, don't worry about it. I got your back. They'll put me in, and I'll show you what I can do when I come off the bench. Because I will say this. Jimmy G is a better quarterback as a backup than he is a starter, if that makes any sense. So I'm just going to leave it at that for Mr. Jimmy G. But Jimmy G know what the 49ers have, and they got a complete squad. So he was smart. Don't waste your time trying to figure out who wants you, who don't want you, and go through all that hassle. Yeah, no, Jimmy G. Stay where you at. You got a nice little crib. California ain't bad. And why not? Ain't nothing wrong with it. So he see the bigger picture. It's just us that want him to go somewhere different, thinking that he going to be able to take another man's spot, when really it ain't no more spots to be taken, man. Let's just get that out the way. That's how I feel, boo. You think Jimmy G was smart taking the pay cut, or you think he should have went somewhere different?
We're going to look at this thing twofold. I think that it was smart because I take the pay cut. Now I'm down to 6.5. I'm pretty sure they gave him a buyout, kind of like a buyout type of thing, kept him on the roster. Now someone's going to get hurt during the season. Now he's worth something. Now we would trade for him. That 24.7, they wasn't going to trade for that. What was he going to get for that? So it was all about the money. And I think the best thing for Jimmy is to do is to be the next Nick Foles, for real. Either there, somebody, if he, like you said, if Trey gets hurt or not doing so well, he come in, relieve, and lead him, you know, to whatever. Now I can get paid and not from you because you didn't want me anymore. Now I can go somewhere else, and now I'd improve myself. After this surgery, I can do it, you know. Or during the course of the season, someone gets hurt, they trade, he's there, he does remarkable things as a backup. Now he's back on the market for bigger money. So yes, I do think that was the best move for Jimmy G, and the G stands for gangster in this situation. Not garbage, but gangster in this situation. Street. But you know, Ro, I just want to ask you this also. There's been some things said, and we were talking about it pre-show, about the comments Patrick Mahomes said in The Athletic about, you know, the stereotype about the black quarterback. And, you know, they run and they do this and they can't, you know, they're not intelligent enough. They don't stay in the pocket and, you know, this and that. What do you think about Patrick Mahomes' remarks to the Athletic and to the public about the stigma of the black quarterback? Do you think that it was good what he said?
I'm going to say this. It wasn't anything wrong with what Patrick Mahomes said because, I mean, these reporters nowadays don't really, I mean, they have a job to do. I don't want to say they don't follow the sport because they have a job, you know, in doing what they do, following the sport. But if they look back in the history of it all, the black quarterback, this is nothing new. This is nothing new, ladies and gentlemen. It's just gotten better, as football does, as any sport does. It evolved into what it is today. Okay, it doesn't just stay as, oh, you got to sit in the pocket. Thank you, Warren Moon, for being the black quarterback to sit in the pocket, to show him that we got a black quarterback that know how to sit in the pocket and throw the ball. But Randall Cunningham, thank you for showing that, hey, I can run the ball as well. Good at doing that too. But then came Michael Vick and everybody else that followed. So if you want to say that, if you want to say that this is what we do as quarterbacks, then yes, this is the new norm. I don't have a problem with what Mr. Patrick Mahomes says, because for one, when we start scrambling, you can't stop us. Only thing we got to do is find the open man. And number two, don't be mad. It ain't going to stop here neither. It's just going to keep getting worse, because we got more black college quarterbacks that's about to take over. Start with Mr. Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. So if you don't like it now, you ain't going to like it later. Sucker, from your boy T-Row. Three, what you think, Boo Meek? Was Patrick Mahomes right, or was he wrong for saying what he said?
This is the thing, though. I'm going to say this. He was right. My thing with the courts, the college quarterbacks and the guys like that, like, one thing though about the NFL, to be honest, if you can win games behind the rim, they're going to play you. It don't matter what color you are, how you do it. The thing about it is that from the neck up, that's what he was really getting at, because, you know, him and Lamar Jack, quote-unquote, you know, the defensive coordinator says they play black backyard street ball football. So really you're just saying
that's
like black foot, is that just black football or, you know, something like that. I ain't real curious, you know, to see that, but they just continue to do what they do. Now, I will say for me, a quarterback such as that component, and am I stereotyping? No, I'm just saying that style of play, I don't know if that wins you championships. It may get you to the cusp, but I don't know if it wins you championships with that type of play. But maybe a guy like Lamar Jackson can, you know, do that, get over to the hump, and prove us all wrong on that style, because it's electric. And see, here it goes. See, but, that word but. But, as you know, wins you championships. And for the defensive coordinator to say he can have 12 MVPs, but he won't be a number one, I think that's kind of, I don't know, a microcosm, because if you got 12 MVPs, but you a president, like, so that's a standard that, you know, nobody has. So what do you mean? But I don't know if he's exaggerating or whatever, but I just think that.
I'm trying to figure out where he was coming from, because they both got MVPs, and one out of the two got also a Super Bowl before the age of 25.
Right.
So
the last 4 years, the last 4 years it's been Mahomes, Jackson, and Aaron Rodgers as MVPs. The last 4 years, so I don't see it fall off or anything like that. So. But I'm going to say this, going into week one, what are some curious games that's on your schedule? Because I know I got one that's close by to where I live. Yeah, real close by. People are rumbling and grumbling and talking, and some remarks that Baker Mayfield has denied.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you, are those remarks true? Do you think those remarks are
true?
Are they
true?
Okay.
True. You know what he said. I'm a fuck the Cleveland Browns. That's what he's saying, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know. So that game did kind of overleap my game, because we owe Tom Brady. We barely lost last season, first game of the season, by a field goal, all because of time management. And damn it, we ain't going to let that happen again. But when I heard the remarks that Baker Mayfield made after he got the start position, and they asked him, what you think about week one? Oh, Lord. I said, man, I got to tie my shoelaces on Sunday for this one. Everybody know I don't tie my shoelaces too often. So this one right here, man, I don't know what was in Baker Mayfield's cup, but, hey, he from Texas.
Listen.
I'm going with the Texas quarterback because I don't know if Brissett got it. Y'all better hope y'all can win at least two games because old Brissett going to have to – he going to carry the load for the first 11. You know what I'm saying? So see, y'all better get it in, Browns fans. Don't be mad at me. I'm just pointing out the obvious. Damn, that's two of them today. Don't be mad at me. Look, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, man. I love it on Wild Out Wednesday.
I'm going to say this about Baker Mayfield. You should have owned up to it. You denying it because we're from the town that you used to play for. We know you're capable of saying those type of things. So you should have owned up to it. That's why on that day, it's going to be people remembering 9/11. Yeah, they're going to remember that. And they're going to remember what's going to happen. See, the universe and karma, see, he still hasn't learned yet. That's the thing about Baker Mayfield to me. Appreciate the, you know, your brass and your bronze. But then when they confront you with it, you back up, you know, against the doing, say, I didn't say it, or you deny comments. We know you're capable of saying those things, and we know you said it. Stop sitting on the, and now you want to say you denied it. That's going to be an intriguing game. At first, I didn't put it on my radar too much because I said the Browns are probably going to win that game. It's going to be probably close, but because of that,
yeah.
I think the defense took it personal, and I feel kind of different for Baker Mayfield.
They gonna hurt that boy.
Because do I want any player, and I want this to be on record as well, I don't want any player to get hurt. But I can see Baker Mayfield being sacked and harassed a lot that day, and we'll see what happens. Just because of, you know, that comment he gave him, billboard material, that wasn't good. I know the Browns are happy he's on another team talking like that, and they're not the culprit of the bulletin board material. But the other game on the radar is the Chargers and the Raiders. And both, you know, teams are supposedly going to have high octane offenses. They put some people on their defense. Win or lose, do you think that, you know, because they have Justin Herbert as an MVP preseason candidate, do you think win or lose that either is it that going to kind of like say which way the season is going to go for either team?
It's not going to hurt either one of them. It's week one. Everybody likes to say, oh, man, they lost week one. They ain't going to be shit. No, we can't really say that about the Las Vegas Raiders or the Los Angeles Chargers. Those are two good football teams, man. And, yes, they're going to have some ups and they're going to have some downs. But it could go either way. With a win, you can use that for motivation as we beat the Raiders or we beat the Chargers. Or you can use it as motivation as week one. Like, man, we know what we have to do, but we just got to do it a little bit better. And then you can go on a winning streak from there. So either way, for me, it's not gonna make or break either team. I would just say that they'll be able to use that as motivation for it, either way they want to look at it. But they're both good teams. They're going to be all right. it ain't nothing that's going to come out of a win or a loss for either one of these teams. Unless somebody, like you say, we don't want them to get hurt. But we know the sniper be out. He been out all preseason. So we already know where the sniper going to be sitting. We just got to find out who he aiming at week one. And I hope it ain't any other players that we talking about, you know, watching these games coming up real soon. So, yeah, man, that's real big right there. I like that game, too. But I got Tom Brady on my list, man. Week one at the crib? Mm-hmm. Come on, man. You can't beat that, dog.
So you being biased, and two, that is a big game. You want to know why? It's a divisional game, and every game counts in that division for divisional champion or a wild card. Every game in the AFC West is a big game. Every game in the AFC East is a big game. Not so much the South, but the North as well. You got the Steelers playing Joe Burrow and company. But I'm thinking that AFC West, they starting off with those two teams, and you have to win that game. You have to. It's in your division. You have to win that game. It's imperative. You must win your division game, and that's one of them. And it just happens to be week one. Let me ask you this, bro, before we go to break. Tom Brady, once again, by his peers, has been voted number one best player in the league. Do you agree with the players? For the fourth time since 2011, since they've been doing it, this is the fourth time. What do you think?
Yes. There's nothing wrong with Tom Brady, man. Tom Brady retired at the top of this game. You know, and I don't know if they, you know, had the peers vote before he retired or if they voted after he retired. But either way it goes, it just shows and proves that he's the GOAT, man. Ain't nobody knocking Tom Brady. Not only is he the GOAT, pretty looking ass GOAT, too. He a model. He got all kind of shit jumping off. You know what I mean? So Tom Brady, for his peers to vote him as the number one player in the NFL for last season, for doing the things that he did, come on, man. I can't even be mad. And I'm not mad because, once again, you a bad dude if you got seven NFL championships. Come on, man. Come on, man. And you the first to win at home? Come on, man. Yeah, I give it up to good old Tommy Brady. His peers didn't get it wrong. I like the list. They got it right. I'm not going to lie. They definitely got it right. So what you think? You think they got it right, vote Tom Brady number one?
See, we keep back. See, that's why I love Wild Out Wins, and that's why I love when we be on the show, because we never agree. If they people notice, we haven't agreed yet. No, this is not a body of work. It's from year to year. And I think that Aaron Rodgers or Aaron Donald should have been number one. I don't think Tom Brady should have been top three. I think that they got robbed. And the players were in awe of Tom Brady. It's like you're giving LeBron James the MVP. You're giving him the award because of his lifetime achievement, or you give it to him just on year to year.
What's in your cup?
Let's not get it twisted. Yes, he did well, but again, they did not do well against the Saints. He looked like he was losing some. They did not look well in him against the Rams at home in the playoffs and lost. Stafford looked better than him.
Aaron Rodgers.
I understand that, but Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. and had only four interceptions.
Oh, that's what you're going off of? Aaron Rodgers in the MVP.
And, yeah. And Brady threw the ball 187 more times and has more yards than Aaron Rodgers because, of course, the Packers ran the ball more. So his numbers,
you sound like
I said
a true
before,
hater right now. You sound like a
I'm
true
not
hater
hating.
Right now.
I love Tom Brady. I think he's top five to put on some shoulder pads. I really do. He has more rings than franchises. Him individually.
Right.
Am I knocking Tom Brady?
Is this because he wears
number
12 too? Is this because he wears
no,
number 12?
But I just think this year that just passed, I don't think he was the number one player in the league. And that's not taking anything away from old Tommy, man. I love Tommy. Anytime he laces him up, you put your money on him. However, I just don't think he was the best player in the league this year.
Street, see, once again, you got to see, did they do the voting before he retired or after he retired?
See,
because I think
Does it matter what it just went on the 2021 season?
Dylan, you crazy.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Kevin Durant, man. Get to some NBA real quick.
Yeah.
And we're going to get some callers. It's
Young
your
Charlie.
Boy Boogie T-Roll, Ice, South Sky.
Rollin', they told me I'm Charlie, you rollin', bitch, I'm
trollin',
I'm hustlin' for Charlie and Logan on my wrist, frozen, she lovin' my
music,
she open, try me, I'm shootin' for all the commotion, I used to be ballin', but now I just coachin', they wanna beat me, they see me on TV, they say I'm the one, and I'm glad that they noticed, I ran this shit to a Benz, but I can't pretend, cause I really came from a poker, can't stop truck on bullshit, I gotta stay focused, I'm really one-on-one niggas, it's bogus, I know that they capping, they mad that I know they not popping no perk, and they know that I'm rollin', the bitch, she ran off with a 50, no capping, I could break it down to this straight, but hunting and I cannot floss to you, I seen it coming. Can't trust in these bitches, I feel like they haunted. The crazy part, my game, it came from a woman. I made it right back and realized that I wanted. My lifestyle is classy, I don't have to flaunt it. I'm flexing like Hogan, they told me I'm torn. Came out the slums, I'm just weighing my moment. It's me versus me, I don't see no opponent. The Cuban, the choker, the rolling two tones. Whip plus a brick, I'm not leasing to own it. My wife like my car, I'm in love with a foreign. Flashbacks to the struggle, I'm lit while performing. I'm smoking exotic, it boosts my endurance. Little Charlie, I'm covering, I'm talking insurance. Rolling, they told me I'm Charlie, you rolling, bitch, I'm chosen. I'm hustling for Charlie and Logan, my wrist frozen. She loving my music, she open. Try me, I'm shooting, fuck all the commotion. I used to be ballin', but now I'm just coachin'. They wanna beat me, they see me on TV. They say I'm the one, and I'm glad that they noticed. I ran this shit to a Benz, but I can't pretend, cause I really came from a focus. Can't stop truck on bullshit, I gotta stay focused. I'm really one-on-one, niggas is bogus. I know that they capping, they mad that I know they not popping no perky. They know that I'm rolling. I got the motor mouth. If money be really talking, then I know you can hear me. I'm taking off, niggas ain't nowhere near me. The bucket had Gucci, my denim, a mirror. I felt like it's legal, my clock for security. Diamonds be hitting, she loving my clarity. Gave my heart, pray she never embarrassed me. This is a track heart, not a Cherokee. I'm really meant for this. I'm a problem, so please don't get into this. 7 charges and he proved my innocence. Bought a check like a motherfucking stimulus. My flow is venomous, she say you benefit. No one like me and she see the difference. I got crumbs compared to what I'm finna get. Care got it started, but I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna finish it, this how I'm supposed to be. I've been having, so having is over me. As I told you, don't like niggas close to me. At the top, I don't see no one over me. No one is over me, straight out the county. I'm boiling, you niggas is stalling. I'm Rockets and Vinci. Don't run up on me, I'm not friendly. I know that they hate me, that's really just envy. But I got the Glock, if you try me, I let the bitch pop, I'ma blow till it's empty. I'm the CEO, you cannot pin me. I really ran this shit up from a 10-speed. These niggas be hating, but I am a fan. Keep throwing the shade, I'm turning on page. 2 DC3, other reps, that's to the grade. They know that I'm training, they ride my way. Rolling, they told me I'm Charlie, you rolling, bitch, I'm chosen. I'm hustling for Charlie and Logan, my wrist frozen. She loving my music, she open. Try me, I'm shooting, fuck all the commotion. I used to be ballin', but now I'm just coachin'. They wanna beat me, they see me on TV. They say I'm the one, and I'm glad that they noticed. I ran this shit to a Benz, but I can't pretend, cause I really came from a focus. Can't stop truck on bullshit, I gotta stay focused. I'm really one-on-one, niggas is bogus. I know that they capping, they mad that I know they not poppin' no perky. They know that I'm rollin'.
It's the streets is talkin', sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. From a street perspective, it's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T-Row. We got Styles the Guy, ICE, OG the Buck.
Yeah.
We're talking about NCAA football. Scott Frost, is he on a hot seat? He's 15-26 in Big Ten play. He's 15-30 overall, non-conference. He blew a 28-17 lead in the third quarter over an island playing Northwestern. And there's a lot of grumblings down there in Nebraska, Omaha, that is. Ohio State, Georgia, will they cover? They're a 17-point favorite. Is that disrespectful to Oregon, who plays Georgia? Is that disrespectful to Notre Dame, playing against O State in the horseshoe? Rose says yes. I don't think so. I know Mr. Freeman want to come in and do his thing, but I just think O State got a taste in their mouth. Woo-wee. Oh, yeah. Baker Mayfield. He doesn't play with the Browns anymore, so I'm not going to call him Faker. But I know they're ready. He said he's going to the Cleveland Browns week one. And I know the other day we were in a production meeting and we got the news that he denied it. I don't think that Baker Mayfield understands when it comes, when it leaks, it turns the faucet on and it turns real big. And I think that it's going to be a lot of rain on my man. Well, who knows? He might come out and throw for three touchdowns and make somebody's fantasy football team win a game. Jeez! You never know. What is your big games week one? You got the Bills. You got the Rams. You got the Chargers and the Raiders. Hey, man, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. And, of course, like we just said, the Browns and Carolina with the schedule makers do it on purpose. But now let's jump to the NBA. We wasn't on last week, but it's been some news. Patrick Beverley has been traded from the Utah Jazz to the L.A. Lakers. We know the history, if you don't. Patrick Beverley made Russell Westbrook get surgery without even making a basketball play. He was calling timeout. Torres meniscus calling timeout because of Patrick Beverley. Patrick Beverley and Russell Westbrook has a lot of beef. And I want to ask you, T-Ro, can these two guys coexist in La La Land? Street,
say this about Patrick Beverley. He is one of those players that you love to hate, but you hate to love. Now that he's going over to L.A., I have question marks. I think Russ might be, Russ getting paid a lot of money. I don't know who would pay that much to pick him up, but yeah, he got pressure. But Patrick Beverley could be one of those ones that could kind of get him back straight, because we've been noticing Russ get frustrated and lose focus playing with the L.A. Lakers. Patrick Beverley is a good, or shall I say a great teammate, but when he's on the court and he's got another jersey on that's not on your squad, you about to get the business. So I think that this might be a good thing for Russell Westbrook, but West don't have to forget about it. He going to have to forget about what happened, dog, because if he keep that on his body, he in trouble. He going to be in trouble, man. And I can't believe that the Lakers even signed Patrick Beverley, first of all. You know what I'm saying? So Beverley is about to be a L.A. Laker. So I'm really tripping on that. What you think? Is it a good thing or a bad thing for Russell Westbrook?
Well, it's again, Russell Westbrook is the type of player that needs to be the focal point. He's the type of guy that needs to get a triple-double. They'll be the A seed and they'll compete, but they'll get knocked out. For him to be successful, Russell Westbrook is not the type of player that can be a Kevin Love or a Chris Bosh to sacrifice their game to fit in to win. He's just not that type of guy to me. I mean, I don't know what this later on in his career, maybe he can do it, but in this crazy to say, right now, Steve Beverly is a better player than Russell Westbrook because he knows his role and he's a better role player. And Russell Westbrook doesn't know how to be a role player.
Straight.
But he soon
Westbrook
will probably have to
squad.
Do because of to be professional. And they, you know, man, because you were on the opposite team, I had to be like that. But now that you're on my team, I'm going to ride with you. I hope that he understands that and don't take it personal that's how Patrick Beverly makes his money. That's how Patrick Beverly got his millions. So
exactly.
You can't knock the
exactly.
hustle. And I hope that he can do that. But it's going to be tough. We will see. You know, and Jeannie Buss is giving Russell Westbrook a lot of shout out. You know, he's a warrior. He's, you know, been the most consistent Laker. And that's only because he's played in 78 of the 82 games. Not he's the most consistent, best player. He's just a consistent player. You play down in every
right.
game. So, you know, let's get that out the way. But before
get
we get
out.
To the asylum, I want to ask you this. I want to ask you this, Ro. Kevin Garnett went back, talked to the owner, this and that. He's decided to stay a Net. And I just want to ask you, will he continue to be a Net? Will it be any more grumblings during the season with Kevin Garnett? I mean, with Kevin Durant. Is this it? Will he
yeah,
keep
I
his mouth
say.
Set? Will he just
say,
be quiet and play
about,
basketball now?
We talking about Kevin Durant. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. It ain't over. He going to somehow, some way find himself on the front page of the New York Post again. I don't know how he keeps coming up with these assumptions and assuming or just putting it out there that he's this and he wants to do that and the organization got it. Man, look, man, you a rich young man. Kick back, man. We don't need you in the media. We don't need you on social media. Talking to the press, talking to Charles Barkley and Draymond Green, whoever else you want to be talking to at this moment, man. Put out another pair of nice KDs so that way I can hopefully go get another nice pair. But, I mean, I'm just saying, man, live so much, KD. But, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back in the news before October. I guarantee it. Some way, somehow, before the season starts, he's going to find a way to be in somebody's frontliner. So whether it be social media or whether it be on print in a newspaper or a magazine, it ain't over. KD's going to find a way. KD, stop it, man. Now you want to be a Net. Now you want to stay in New York. You want it to work now. I don't know what to believe, Boo Meek. What is he doing to us, Boo? Why is he doing this to us right now, man? We going to hear from KD before October, before the season starts.
Man, Easy Money Sniper just wanted to be relevant during the dog days of the summer. I told you guys it was smoke screens. Every time somebody brought up, he was going to get traded here. He wants to go to Miami. He went to Phoenix. And I mean, especially when you saw how many draft picks was given up for the Devontae Murray and Gobert. You think how many they're going to give away all of that for Kevin Durant? Man, he was playing around with you guys. He was seeing what he could do. Kevin Durant knows that he wasn't going anywhere. That was smoke screens all the way. I'm telling you, smoke screens all the way. And I think that's it.
I got a question for you. I got a question for you.
I'm listening.
What's up with Donovan Mitchell and the Knicks? I keep hearing a lot about Donovan Mitchell and the Knicks. Are Utah and the Knicks talking? What's going on?
Leave Donovan Mitchell. Leave Spider over there in Utah. let him fill out his contract, and then he can go somewhere else. He is not worth all of that. Danny Ainge wants people to jump off the cliff like the old beginning Brooklyn Nets did for Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. It's not going down like that, Danny. We're not going to do that now. We're not. You want too much. For Donovan Mitchell, no. Can't do it. Won't do it. Hey, when we get back, hey, shout out to my man, Sid Cummings, man, down in Indianapolis, man, Indiana. It was his birthday today, too. So when we come back, we're going to get to the asylum. We're going to get to my man, Rock. We're going to get to see Big Brother Almighty, man. Let me know if you want to get in tonight. It's frenzy. It's frenzy. And like Big Brother Almighty said, you better tell a friend to tell a friend. They tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan, but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking to Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me in they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa, hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the junior mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm
get
clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once the grill, I'm in game again.
Which the other big time games we won in the NFL. Will Pat Beverly and Russell Westbrook coexist in LA? I told you Kevin Durant wasn't going nowhere, world. He was just hollering. That's it, just hollering. Give us a call, 515-605-9750, blogtalkradio.com. Category sports, search box, create speech talk. And oh, if I did not say this, tonight. We in the building, baby.
I got the
hey, man.
What?
This is my man's in there. We call him Rock Nation. You know what I mean?
We
represent them Iron Men out there. Rock Nation. Man, what you got for us, man? You in the building, man.
Fellas, what's going on tonight? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Talk to me,
Rock. I just want to touch base on the Kevin Durant. We got to remember, Kevin Durant was a quiet, like, church boy, single parent, was a mama's boy. Something happened as he stayed in the league. Like, something happened in the league where he just had an attitude with everybody. And he just demanded attention like a, like that pretty girl in school. She ain't happy unless she getting attention. We know you sweet. We know you one of the greatest. But if he ain't getting that attention constantly, he'll make something up. He'll make it up. But he like, look at me. Look over here. I'm still here. I'm like, we know you're there, baby. Wait, this come from that single parent being up under his mama. All the things, like, she spoiled the fuck out of that boy. And now he wants the rest of the world to spoil his ass. But that's why we seeing this out of KD. He the only nigga who'll leave a, he'll leave a team after winning the MVP of a finals because somebody says, you don't make me lead this team because of the way another motherfucker talked to you?
Straight.
Hey, what do you think about Patrick Mahomes, man? What he said about the black quarterback and the stigma that's around the black quarterback today? What do you think? Was he right or was he wrong telling him that this ain't changing? This is what we do, play backyard football.
He was definitely right about that because that's the way it is. It's always going to be an African-American black quarterback that do stay in the pocket. Shout out to Warren Moon, like you said earlier. But that's what we do. You can't try to take our ability and make it a disability. I can't help it if I can get out of that pocket. I can't help it if I'm a hybrid. And I can also throw this motherfucker. Don't try to discourage me. Don't try to discourage me from using my ability. That's what they try to do. They'll tell you that the shit ugly so you don't go out and wear the shit. I'm like, nah, this is the way I am. This is what we do. This is our culture. We don't know another way. Y'all won't let us learn another way. So we ain't even trying no more. We gonna play this game our way. And if we keep evolving, it's gonna be the wave of the future. They coming out of college way more than they was in the 80s, 90s. So what you think the 30s gonna look like?
Great.
What you think about Baker Mayfield with those comments? Did he say he did not say that? Do you think he said it?
Man, that motherfucker said that shit and grabbed his balls while he said it. That is one of the cockiest white boys that's out there, man. That's what I like about his moxie. Like, he done fucked up too much. That's him. That's why if you either love him or hate him. And if you love him, it's because he say shit like that. He went to Ohio State and dropped that flag on top of the O.
Ew.
That's Ew. Baker. That's Baker. I see him getting fucked up though. Week one though. Like you ain't gonna be able. Like we know what you can't do.
Y'all gonna let that man throw for 350 yards and 5 touchdowns?
Man. If he do that, I throw my hands up. That ain't happening. He's standing inside that pocket and he getting picked off.
Mm.
He ain't got enough weapons.
So I'm gonna ask you this because I know you're an advocate Browns fan. I can hear your passion. What do you think the final score will be? Will the Browns win by 7 or more or 4 or more?
Oh, no, 24-10.
Ooh. Ooh, street. Last but not least, Rock, I got to say this before I let you go. Do you think Pat Bev and Westbrook is going to coexist in La La Land?
No, so I got a conspiracy theory on this one. Remember Brian and Westbrook went to that game and they ain't say shit to each other and they be looking at each other across and they just ain't vibing. Ron said, I'm not going to be the one to say I don't want Westbrook on this team, but I'm going to suggest, I'm going to whisper in somebody's ear that we need to go get Patrick Beverly and throw Westbrook off a little bit more, and then Beverly be the reason why he leaves. Ron need that thug. Ron need that thug on the team. He always had one.
I told you, you need a thug on your squad. I keep telling y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Brian need, man. He need a Rondo. Rondo out there smacking up his best friend. Rondo didn't care. That was Chris Paul. Stole him. Udonis Haslam. Half of the cast.
Didn't he spit on Chris Paul?
Yeah. Yeah, he purposely let some spit come out. He needs somebody who who got dirt under their nails.
Yeah.
I know you can appreciate Pat Bear. Trust me, I do.
Oh, man. Hey, man, it'd be so funny. They say that I'd be fouling until I'm on your team, and they stick me on the best nigga on the team. They're like, all right, you go get him. I went on your team 2 games ago, and I was fouling everybody. But, oh, I'm on your team now. Go get him. I was like, Patty Bear was like, yeah, this is what I do. thought you never asked.
Stay on the line. Well, man, please stay on the
Georgia,
line. We appreciate you calling,
on,
man.
Hold on. Will Georgia and the Ohio State University cover the point spread by 17 on Saturday? Well, one on Saturday, one on Sunday.
I got Ohio State covering that spread.
That ain't no surprise.
Georgia, I got them covering the spread.
Ooh.
I think they're going to be too physical. They're going to be too physical for Oregon to even do anything. They're gonna punch him dead in the mouth. And I think Ohio State, they at home. I'd be a little worried if we was in over there. We still gonna beat them if we played on the road. But we at home under the lights. That shit gonna get ugly quick.
Oh, wait. Oh, Mink, say y'all still thinking about that team up there. Yeah, y'all better get y'all minds right.
Yeah,
they cannot
wait.
No.
Everybody
hey, right,
paid for that loss last year.
Stay on the line. We got more callers. I'm pretty sure they want to rebuttal from what you have to say. And we got the big dummy later on. So please stay on the line. And don't forget, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
I'm talking about a girl. Like eggs in a cart.
Hey, man. We got Big Brother Almighty, I know he got something to say about all this stuff going on. Big Brother, you in the building, baby.
What's up, man?
Almighty.
What's up,
T-Row? What Big Brother up to? Almighty in the building. Oh, boy.
I'm ready for this great season, that's all.
What do you think that the Browns are going to do week one against your old starting quarterback, Baker Mayfield?
Oh, deserve of being real quick. Fuck Baker, man. Ain't nobody thinking about him. We got the keys to the stadium back. We good. We ain't worried about it.
You used to love a man 16 weeks ago.
Hey, Big Brother. You got the keys back from Baker.
Yeah, for real. Hey, I want to put something on that Mahoney statement. I'm
gonna
say this. I know T-Roy don't go crazy, but guess what? The black quarterback is the best NFL player in the NFL. Believe that.
Straight.
Believe that. Jamar, Mahoney, all of them, they good, man. They the best football player. Not quarterback, but football player. Because you got to be able to think to do what these hunkies say, man, for real. Real talk.
Okay, Big Brother Almighty, you talking about Dak too, right? You talking about Dak Prescott too, right? I mean, it's just a question.
Oh, yeah, ain't no doubt. Hell yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
They got a terrible quarterback. They got a terrible coach. Mahoney ain't in.
They got a terrible. You're right. We got rid of him, too. That's why we got rid of him, and I'm surprised. But he's probably just on a rental, and Sean Payton probably take over after this year if he don't do well.
Oh, yeah, ain't no doubt. Sean Payton might be at the door right now.
Let me ask you this, Big Brother. Let me ask you this because I know you've been in this type of situation. Do you think that Pat Bev and Russell Westbrook is going to coexist?
Hell no. But Westbrook too soft, Pat Bev. believe that. Well, Westbrook a crybaby, man. Him and LeBron, crybaby. Westbrook,
crybaby gang.
Beverly don't be too live for that team, man. I like his toughness. Streets, think about it.
So you say,
LeBron ain't.
Let me ask you this.
LeBron,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that Ohio State is going to cover the spread against Notre Dame?
Yeah, we don't kill the little Catholics. We ain't thinking about them bums. Yeah, we don't kill them.
Oh, man.
That's the way I feel, yeah. Yeah. God can't help them. God can't help them. Just put it like that.
Let me ask you this before I let you go, brother.
Can't help them
now, now, you said that the Browns they're going to win, but what's your prediction of the final score?
We win by 14. Yeah, our D don't be tough. We win by 14 at least.
Man. That's cool. We appreciate the call, big brother. And as always, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends and stay on the line, because I know some people want to, you know what I mean, listen to you. Hey, oh, man, that's my bleed right there. That's my bleed right there, man. Oh, man, P had hung up. But just on the recant of some of our callers, hold on, we got P back in the building. It's P. Let's see. P, you there?
Fellas, what's going on, gentlemen?
What the deal? You in the building, baby.
Hey,
shout out to Junk, man.
Building,
shout out to the Green Eye Bandit. We got them guys tuning in. The show is hot. I know you've been listening in, tuning in. We've been talking about Pat Bev and Westbrook and, you know, can they coexist? The Durant, the Baker with his denial of the statement. The NFL, man, is Old State going to cover? Scott Frost, is he going to get fired up there in Cornhusker Nation? Street!
All right, let me first start off with the Notre Dame-Ohio State situation. I'm gonna go back to what one of your previous callers said. Y'all Ohioans are some of the most cockiest people in the world, Craig. In the world, y'all swear even with Jacoby Brissett that the Browns can't lose. I mean, they swear up and down that y'all got a win now Super Bowl roster, like y'all the 49ers or something. You know what I mean? But pivoting back to Ohio State, you know what I mean? I don't think they're gonna cover 17.5. Come on now. That's not, I mean, granted, it's week one. I mean, and I get it. Everybody really don't believe in Notre Dame like that. You feel me? But they do have some first round talent on their roster. You know what I mean? So I ain't going to sit there and just say they're going to get blown out in the shoe. Like, come on now. Y'all was just looking okay last year. You know what I mean? Even though y'all had a Heisman favorite quarterback. But let's not act like all of a sudden, like, y'all about to just rise to the cream of the crop. You know what I mean? After one offseason and one recruiting class, like, I get that y'all are a very good team. I ain't taking nothing away from Ohio State. Ryan Day has done a fantastic job since Urban Meyer has left, and he's rebuilt that program and rebuilt that offense in his nature. Now, one thing for sure, I don't know. We've seen Justin Fields come into the NFL and kind of, you know, try to sort of find his way. You know, I'm not saying – you know, C.J. Stroud is going to have that same problem when he get in the NFL. But, again, it is a learning curve, you know what I mean? So as great as we see these quarterbacks are, and you know what I mean, he was fantastic last year. The reason why he a Heisman favorite right now, if not the front runner. But we got to, like, put a pause button. Like, let's see how the game plays out. Like, it may be an upset in the shoe. You never know. Y'all just automatically writing off Notre Dame like they ain't got no offense. Like, they ain't got no defense. You know what I mean? Even though they was one of the better teams last year. Now, granted, they haven't come through in certain years.
I'm not saying
that. But come
that.
On now. 17, y'all saying they're going to cover 17?
It's going to be you talking about cover the spread. That's going to be hard to do, man. I'm not saying Ohio State, the Ohio State is going to, you know what I'm saying?
He's agreeing with you, T-Ro. He's saying that he don't think Ohio State is going to cover the spread either.
I'm on the same page. I'm saying that Notre Dame got Mr. Marcus Freeman, the new head coach who played in the horseshoe, running out the tunnel with them boys with the gold helmets on. I'm with you, Pete. It ain't no way. Boy, with the lights off, he gonna have them boys so fired up.
To your point, though.
But Marcus Freeman ain't playing the game.
You're right. He's not playing. But this is going to be one of his first big tests after he did flame out, you know what I mean, coaching that one. Yes, the bowl game did matter because, I mean, he did blow a 3-touchdown lead in that bowl game to Oklahoma State. But, you know, again, this is a whole new season. Everybody's slate is wipe clean, you know what I mean? Everybody's 0-0 except for, you know, the Cornhuskers and, you know, Nebraska and them. I mean, but this is his one big true test, you know what I mean? He is starting out against a top-5 opponent. So we're going to see how coached up he got his team ready to go. You know what I mean? He's talking about we're going to have to stop the run, you know. But, again, stopping the run wasn't the problem last year. Ohio State was throwing that sucker around the field last year. So hopefully it's just some coach talk, and hopefully he'll have his team ready. I know Styles is all for Notre Dame, and he want to see y'all, you know, he want to see y'all fail, you know. But, again, I'm going to wait to see how the game play out. I still like Notre Dame, but that's just me. You know, y'all Ohio State fans can feel how y'all feel. You know what I mean? I know that playing the flag still got y'all hurt, you know. That low-key killed y'all in y'all soul right there, seeing that dude plant that flag on y'all home field. You know, so I get it. Boo Meeks, you still hurt about it. You know what I mean? I feel like Baker Mayfield going to do well versus Cleveland. I feel like Cleveland don't really have an offense like that. You know what I mean? They barely even got Amari Cooper, you feel me, who ain't really been out there the whole preseason. You know what I mean? Y'all talking, I mean, you got fans wanting to cut Anthony Schwartz after he had a bad preseason game. So it's like, I don't know. I need Cleveland to show me an offense first. I at least know Carolina got some skill position weapons. You know what I mean? Nick Chubb is great. But, again, Kareem Hunt just wanted a trade. You feel me? And, again, they're a run-first offense. So, I mean, if Carolina can come in and stop that offense, you know what I mean, with their defense, don't get me wrong, Carolina had the fifth best defense last year. You know what I mean? So it's not going to be easy for Cleveland to just score. And whoever said Cleveland go win by 14, stop it. Stop it. 14? Y'all not even going to score 14. I feel like it's going to be a 21-10 game when it's all said and done. But that's just me. Going on to the next topic, like you said, Boo Meeks, with Russell Westbrook and Patrick Beverley. I mean, I don't know who cooked up this most toxic combination of players together. I don't know how LeBron is a crybaby. I don't know how Westbrook is a crybaby. You feel me? I think they just want to play how they want to play. LeBron being the point forward that he is, and Russell Westbrook being a dominant ball handler, you know, that he is. I think they just want to each play their own games. And, I mean, trading for Patrick Beverley, I don't know. On one hand, I can say it's a good move because, I mean, they needed toughness and grit on their team after not having it last year. But, I mean, Patrick Beverley don't move the needle like that. It's like, he ain't about to come out there and give you no 20-8 or nothing like that. So, I mean, it's good, but it felt like a lateral move, to be honest. It feels like everything the Lakers is doing, it feels like a lateral move. Like, they feel like they ain't got no direction in their front office. They don't know what they want to do, whether we want to keep these 2027, 2029 picks, or do we want to give them up for Buddy Hield and Miles Turner, who ain't really going to get us over the hump that much, you know? So, I don't know. The Lakers are just a mess right now. And I just hate hearing them brought up. Like, they're going to go from not being in the playoffs to all of a sudden they're the cream of the crop at the top of the conference. Like, stop it. You know what I mean? I'm tired of even hearing about the Lakers. You know what I mean? Transitioning to Kevin Durant. I had a problem with one of your callers.
Hold on, P. Hold on, P. I just want to get his understanding. You're saying 21-10 Carolina, or you're saying 21-10 Browns?
No, 21-10 Carolina.
Oh, my God. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead. Keep going.
That's what I'm talking about.
I just wanted to clarify that. Go ahead.
Yeah. You can hold that take and everything, and I'll definitely call back next week and everything if they lose.
I was just making sure for the callers. I don't want to cut you off. I'm not gonna rebuttal. I'm gonna stop. Yeah.
Nah, but
go ahead.
Yeah,
you said you're transitioning
to the KD situation. I had a problem with one of your callers saying that he just wants the attention. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, he basically saying because he had a single mother, and his single mother showed him a lot of love, that thirsting for this attention right now as he's 34 years old, like, it doesn't compute to me. I mean, I honestly don't see how people could just, like, yeah, like, you have Kyrie Irving. Like, he's one of the best players, you know, top 15 players in the league. We can't even fully say what Ben Simmons is right now. You know, can't nobody tell you right now what that man is right now as a player, how he doing in his head. You know, I mean, last time we saw that man on the court, which was probably, what, a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, I mean, we can't even say what that man is. I don't even really know if all those other players in that roster are even good enough to even get that team to a top three seed in the conference. You feel me? Like, I mean, people can say, yeah, they got Durant, Kyrie, Ben Simmons, you know, Patty Mills, you know what I mean? But, again, they don't have no defense for real. I mean, Kyrie Irving's definitely not going to play defense. They ain't got no Patrick Beverley that's going to, you know, lock up the primary ball handlers on the other team. And it's like, I just see this season going to be just like the last season. Like, it's ultimately going to come down to them being in the playoffs, and they're going to end up going out early. And it's going to validate everything that he was sitting there saying. Like, he knows this is not a good team, you know what I mean? And I don't blame him for asking for a trade. Yeah, he got 4 years left on his contract, but he ain't the first player to ask for a trade after a contract, you know what I mean, it's been signed. And he ain't going to be the last, you know? So, I mean, it's like what my man Michael K. Williams said in the Wire, the game is the game, you know what I mean? If owners and all that don't like what KD did or whatever, Josiah don't like it, I mean, the game is the game. Other superstars are probably going to ask for the same treatment, you know what I mean, later on 10 years down the line. Who knows? You already see LeBron trying to look. He's already looking at teams with 2025, 2027 picks just so he can play with his son. Now, say if LeBron signed to a contract and he know his sons are getting into the league, you feel me, probably in the next 2-3 years, he definitely going to try to ask for a trade if it's definitely looking bleak. I understand that, but again, I don't think it's him asking for attention. I think he just sees the roster isn't that good. I mean, you could say he had a perfect situation in Golden State. But, again, when he was in Golden State, like, as soon as he joined Golden State, everybody was like, oh, the league is unfair. We already know who's going to win the championship. He need to go to his own team. He need to lead his own team. Go win some real rings. That's all you was hearing while that man was in Golden State. And then he leaves. All of a sudden, Golden State has, like, a down 2 years, and then they come back and win the championship. Now, all of a sudden, it's a mistake that he left. Like, it don't make sense. Like, it's just so wishy-washy in the NBA. Wishy-washy with the NBA. Like, I don't get it. But go ahead, Boogie.
I'm
going to
say
go
this.
Like I said,
Kevin Durant was trying to play chess with these people. See, if you're not careful, you get caught up. Kevin Durant, soon as Kyrie Irving opted in, and they weren't extending his contract, what did he do? He requested a trade because he was upset that they did not extend Kyrie Irving. That's the only reason why he was doing that for Kyrie Irving. Oh, I'm going to try to play some leverage here. But he found out he couldn't do it. But
okay,
he made
so
the narrative look
that
like,
point right there,
I'm going to do that.
Point that you just said.
I'm just saying, because I told you guys there was smoke screens. When everybody was up in the uproar, I was like, he's not going anywhere. Kevin Durant ain't going nowhere.
It wasn't smoke screens until the Rudy Gobert trade happened, and that shit was a massive. He got 4 players and 4 picks for Rudy Gobert. Like, come on, that was the only thing that upset the apple cart. He had teams out there willing to trade for him. What do you mean?
Those teams, Kevin Durant, you see, he okay, so to your point, he went to those people demanding that.
And what happened? He didn't get traded. He could have went up there and whatever. He wasn't going anywhere. That's my point. Like, telling you what,
you can't
what was,
say he
knew he wasn't
going to
get traded.
You can't
he
say
knew
he
wasn't going to get
though,
traded.
For sure. You don't know that, though. Everybody didn't know that. That he was automatically just going to come back to the Brooklyn. It was people speculating that he could all of a sudden hold out a training camp.
If you listen to the OG who in the streets who know how these youngins play the game, you listen to your OG OL Boogie. I'm telling you
how it
went down.
You definitely stamped out here, OG.
And I told you what these kids be thinking. Now you and I are thinking the common thing. But he tried to play hardball, and he knew he wasn't going to get traded.
Can I ask you this, L. Meeks?
I'm listening.
So if they don't re-sign Kyrie after this season, then what happens?
Kevin Durant
wouldn't win anywhere. He still would have stayed there.
Point exactly. He's going to play this year out because Kyrie Irving has to play hard to get a contract. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. You want to play games with me? I'm going to play games with you. You don't want to play hard? I'll pay you to tell you to sit at home like they did John Wall. They'll do that. These guys are not 140-some million a year. It's peanuts to these billionaire guys. Peanuts. You see what they're doing up in Golden State? They'll pay the luxury tax. $400 million, half a billion.
The owners ain't the ones stepping on the court. That's all I know. They're not the ones selling jerseys. That's all I know. It's been superstars throughout the NBA. It's been rich owners throughout the NBA.
It's just like a real job. They ain't down in the trenches.
You can't.
I will not let you do that.
I will not let you say it's like a real job. Oh, man, no,
okay,
don't do that.
How come it's not?
We don't get four months off of vacation. I'm just letting you know. I don't get four months of vacation time.
Let me tell you this, Pete.
They're not. You think they on vacation? They're on the job 8 hours a day when they ain't at the game. In the summertime.
Right. You're working on your game. I get what you're saying, Boomy. I'm not saying they're not working.
That's a job.
You're right.
Are you
but
kidding
again,
me?
It's a different. It's not like a regular 9-to-5 job, Boomy, is what I'm saying.
Yes, it is. It is. It's just that hard. My job, I might not do construction. It ain't hard. So my mental is being used. All these jobs is the same. You're doing a job, a service. To get that money, you just get
okay.
to do it in a different way. Man, it's
you
hard
to
make
to work,
the NBA.
You get
I'm
right.
not saying it's easy to
work.
Make the league, Boo Mix. That's not what I'm saying.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about once you make it, and then you have
to
work hard.
You have to work hard to
get the next contract. They'll go.
I mean,
just like any other job. Hold on. Just like any other job, you get 4 weeks out of your year to kick it. We might pick a week in January, a week in December. Their month is after the season. And then they're right back at it after they let their bodies heal up. They can't be away from the game. You getting paid millions. Look at LeBron James. He spends $1 million on his body. In the summer,
so come on,
Boomix.
We can't just
play the game.
We can't just go to work and say we need a load management day.
Yes, you do. What do you do?
So
you
can
do
go
half
into
a day
work.
And be like, I can't go. You got PTO. I can't work today. I'm going to counter all that. I got PTO.
Hey,
I got sick days.
Yeah,
that's low management. I ain't coming in today. I'm sick.
Yeah. My
that's
bad.
Level management.
Hey,
P, I love it, man.
Hey, but
I might, know,
man,
we might come on next Thursday. We might come on next Thursday, but this Wednesday,
I got one more question, Boomy.
I will not. We definitely probably might not won't be on because, you know, I got to go see the Wu, man, and Nas put on the show, man. You know
oh, yeah,
what I mean?
Definitely.
I got to go see them put on the show. So,
hey, real quick,
we'll
Boomy,
see Thursday.
Give me
we'll
thoughts
see
on
everybody's
the situation,
folks, man. Make sure you check the social media and everything. But when we come back, we got the big dummy on the day. Stay on the line. And guess what? It's going to hurt me to get his big dummy of the day. I might not give his name because he's a personal friend of mine. Streets! Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets, it might be a first, we don't give a name, but we just gonna get an act. And let you forget out. Ooh, wait.
Bounce on old man, so then we move the shadow land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G off is drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way on 5 skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off, picking up white boys on ballboards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route, so I got with a sick ass click and went all out.
Rose say they disrespecting Notre Dame.
But we'll see. Baker with his comments, were they real or were they fake? And we do call him Faker. Well, I do at least. We'll see. Hey, man, we got a lot to say about that. People did. We appreciate you calling in. Woo-wee. It was hot. It was real hot. Will Patrick Beverly and Russell Westbrook exist down in La La Land? Russ, it has to, doesn't it? We'll see. Kevin Durant. Told you guys he wasn't going anywhere. Told you. But, hey, he's in Brooklyn. Him and Mr. Uncle Drew, we're going to see what they do. Hey, man, it's going down. But here we have it. It's that time of the show. Hoo-wee. I was debating if I was going to bring this up.
Ah,
I said, you know what? No one is off limits in the streets. No one.
Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody. I even gave myself the big dummy of the day. But when this came across on a kite, I just put my head down.
You just because information?
No. And because no one is off limits, but yet still it's the streets, I'm not even going to get that person's name. I ain't gonna front, but he's still going to be that. Now listen, this person here, okay, this person here was the mayor of a small town in a metropolitan area, in a township. He was a mayor of a township, professional baseball player. He ended up buying people's identity on the black market, using their identity and getting credit, your scheming their getting credit cards, and end up being busted. And now he has to do 22 months in the feds. So for today, August 31st, before the first set of months, my man's in them. That's my man's in them. You are the dummy of the day.
You big dummy.
You big dummy. Now he's resorted to working at Amazon.
We'll see him in 2024.
Hey, man. And that's my man's in there. And that's my man's in there. Oh, do you know what that means? It's that time of the show. Hey, man, we appreciate everybody calling. Bro, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Man, yeah, man, I got some big time shout-outs, man. Hey, I want to say happy anniversary to my right-hand woman. You dig? Me and my wife, Leanne Hudges, about to celebrate 21 years of marriage on September the 2nd. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man. You know what I mean? Your boy's feeling pretty cool. I'm feeling like ICE right now, about to turn up to turn out. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, happy birthday to my brother ICE. Shout out to C-Demo. Shout out to Blue, Caesar, my boy D Crazy. Y'all want to check out my boy D Crazy? Be having a whole bunch of shit jumping off. Check out Hippie Thug TV. You'll love it. That boy be wilding out. Hey, yo, shout out to everybody in this asylum. You know I love you. Green Eye Bandit, I see you. Big Brother Almighty P. Y'all know it's nothing but love from your boy T-Row. To STG, the young one. To that boy, ICE, once again on his birthday. OG the Buck for playing the hits every week. Oh, man. And to everybody that didn't have a birthday in the month of August, happy birthday to you. Happy Labor Day to all my people. And Big Brother Boo, you know, it ain't nothing but true love. From me to you, baby. I hope Pop's doing good. And man, it's all love. You know what I mean? I love you, Pop.
No doubt. While you celebrating 21 on September 2nd, I'm just celebrating 5 on September 5th. So,
yeah!
Man, you know how, you know what I mean? I had to stay around, you know what I mean? We got to just keep kicking it, big little bro. We going to do it big. So, shout out to my wife. And, putting up with the boogeyman, man, for so long, you know what I mean? Only 5 years in, we going to do, you know, 50 more. So keep inspiring me, bro, man. Tell Leanne, tell Sis, I said I love her. Thank you, man. Y'all inspire me, man. Hopefully we can, you know what I mean, get to that 21, man. So it just seemed like yesterday y'all just crossed, you know, jumped the broom. So,
you know what I mean? Tell my sis I love her too, man. Tell my sis I love her too. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Lil B, man. Shout out to Rock. Shout out to the Green Eye. Green Eye Bandit birthday was the 27th of August. So shout out to the Green Eye, man.
I'm calling
it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pete, I see you. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man Rock. Shout out to again Almighty. Shout out to the Dream Team. Ro, my man, ICE, Styles of God, OG the Buck. If you want to go back and listen to the show, all you got to do is log on to blogtalkradio.com, go to search box, hit category sports, go to search box, that's DA, the streets is talking. And you can listen to not just tonight's show, but previous shows, man. We hot. Known all over the world. And keep inspiring us, picture us rolling, and as always, you better tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street! A whole lot! Street! Free Britney Griner!
Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home and so. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sky, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes and picture me rolling.
Street. Let's wild out next Wednesday. Or better yet, throwback Thursday on that.